Allison Brooks of the Salvation Army in Syracuse says the need for diapers hit home for her a few years ago when she was working at a food pantry.
And a family walked in looking for diapers, and the child was wrapped in a Wegmans bag. That was one of the saddest days for me because I had never seen anything like that before. So there was toilet paper and paper towels with a Wegmans bag wrapped around the baby's bottom, and they were wearing no pants, and the parent had to make that work because they had no diaper.
For struggling families surviving day by day, buying diapers often gets lost in the shuffle. Unless there's a donation, they aren't available at food banks. There's no government assistance that pays for them, and they are expensive. Not only that, they're bulky, and that adds extra stress to a housing-vulnerable family, according to Vadra Skinkel, who works with homeless mothers in Syracuse shelters.
She has limited space, so they're fitting like their whole life in a locker. That's got to be a struggle. So you would think like this big box of diapers isn't really the thing that you're going to choose if you have to choose over everything in your whole life. Like you just lost your whole apartment and everything. So what if you have to choose between the big box of diapers and the car seat?
Diaper banks bridge the gap in many communities, but not in Syracuse until 2 years ago when stay-at-home mom Michaela Hugo realized the problem.
There's over 300 around the country, and Syracuse having such a high rate of poverty, I assumed we would have one, but we didn't, so it was something I couldn't turn away from.
On a cold January day, Hugo, a former teacher, stuffs diapers into a big blue bag and waits for a volunteer from a local health agency to pick them up. While the Syracuse Diaper Bank collects the diapers, they are distributed by agencies that serve low-income families.
The majority of our diaper recipients, over 60%, have at least one adult working in the household. But diapers are so expensive, and for a low-income family who's buying a small pack at a time, because that's all they can afford to buy, the cost per diaper is even that much higher. They can spend up to $100 a month diapering one child.
And you need three and fours, right?
Once a month, Syracuse's Samaritan Center combines a diaper giveaway with a meal for families with young children. Tables are piled high with donated clothes, books, and toys. The smell of hot dogs wafts in the air, but the first stop is always the diaper bank table. Sharon Gilchrist, Brian Rendino, and Sharkia Long are among the first in line.
So I usually come here when I can't afford it during the week, and it helped out a lot.
It actually is a great thing. I appreciate that these people do this thing for people because there's times where we run out of diapers, we don't have the money to go buy them all the time.
It helped us pay other bills and keep things afloat because diapers go by quick.
And if the diaper bank weren't here?
I had to cut back on something. I don't know what it would be at the cutback.
Hugo says diapers do more than keep young children dry and healthy.
There's been studies done that show that moms who experience diaper need have higher rates of depression. They have higher rates of anxiety. That passes on to their children. I mean, that has lifelong consequences.
There are also lifelong consequences for children when it comes to nutrition. Research shows breast milk is preferable to formula, especially in the early months of a child's life. But when a mother isn't able to breastfeed, there is an option: breast milk banks. A lactation expert at Krause Hospital in Syracuse gathers bottles full of frozen breast milk. Breastfeeding mothers at the hospital donate enough milk to fill Krause's in-house milk bank. The antibodies and substances in human milk is especially important for premature babies, who are at higher risk of getting a potentially deadly infection called necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC. According to Erin Coleman, nurse manager at the Krause Neonatal ICU, breast milk has almost wiped out the instance of that infection in premature newborns, some who are born as early as 23 weeks.
Our rate is less than 1% of NEC over the last 5 years. And that's because we are not feeding our premature infants formula. We're feeding them breast milk.
The New York Milk Bank carefully screens mothers who drop excess breast milk at depots across the state. It's pasteurized and then distributed. So far, in the 2 years the milk bank has been in existence, Executive Director Julia Boucher-Horwitz says nursing mothers have been very generous.
We have been astounded at the women who have come forward to donate their milk. So we have enough for premature infants, full-term infants, adopted babies, babies born through gestational carriers, gay families, foster babies. We've been blessed with an abundance of milk that we can feed all the babies that need it.
This donated breast milk isn't cheap, however. It runs an average of $4 an ounce to cover screening and pasteurization. Boucher Horwitz says that's why it's so important that New York State recently became one of a handful of states that allows Medicaid coverage for donor breast milk for premature babies. But each state has different rules when it comes to reimbursement. Boucher Horwitz dreams of a day when a national network of breast milk banks could provide the best nutrition a baby can get.
If we were somehow able to tap into a system where throughout the United States, you know, women who had too much milk can donate anywhere throughout the United States to their milk, of course, if they're approved as a donor. And that milk can be available in the pharmacies with the prescription and paid for by insurance to any baby that needs milk. That would be phenomenal.
In Syracuse, I'm Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.